Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. At least I hope it's happy. Here in Nashville, we have a dreary-looking day. It's just wet. It's not quite raining. It's just kind of, looks like maybe drizzling or something. I don't know. But anyway, it's okay. It's Sunday. We're happy. So we're going to kind of do something a little different this morning. You know, the idea of our program is to help everybody think and grow. And typically, it seems like we've been almost exclusively on almost purely spiritual kind of topics. But this morning, I wanted to talk about pain. And part of the reason I want to do that is because we have an expert with us, my wife Linda, who is modest and looking at me like, I'm no expert. But yes, she is. Linda is an experienced, effective pain management coach. So I think, Linda, I'm going to ask some questions, leading questions, and then let you go, and then, you know, we'll get through this stress.
Okie dokie.
So let's start with what do you call pain management? What's your goal? What are you trying to do most of the time? And I realize it's different for individuals.
Yeah, I as a pain management coach, and I'll start by kind of saying what that is, because most people haven't heard of a pain management coach. Well, they have life coaches. You have coaches in sport and all of that. Coach comes alongside of you and helps you deal with whatever issue you may have. As a pain management coach, what I do is for people who experience chronic pain, I come alongside them to help them control that pain. If anybody out there has chronic pain, probably dealt with that for years, and you know that you try things and sometimes you get so discouraged because things aren't working and you still have the pain. So as a coach, I come alongside your doctor and you, and we come up with treatment plans to help you. Now, this, you know, and the thing with pain is individualized in whatever a client says their pain is, that's what their pain is. So that's the first thing that I listen to, what you say your pain is. We go over an intensive interview about your pain, what kind of pain you had, and then we come up with a treatment plan in a nutshell.
Okay. But as a coach, you're coming up with – you're outside of the medical doctorate prescription.
Right.
And what you're trying to do is, if I got this right, Linda – is when usually when you're called in, when you're being involved in the treatment with the treatment team, you're bringing in things outside of a prescription.
Right.
You're saying here are some things we can do without a pill and without a shot.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Right. And because pain is very individualized, like I said, and very specific for very specific people. So no one method, if you've had chronic pain or pain for a long time, sometimes you cannot deal with pain with just one method, medication or whatever. You have to come what they call with a multidimensional approach. And so what that means is that sometimes, yes, you use medicine. You may use, and that's when I come in. I come in with complementary therapy. You may use that. There are cognitive approaches, meaning that we work with, you know, the brain and how you perceive pain and that kind of thing, and what can you do mentally. So really the approaches that I bring are maybe the mental, spiritual, and psychological components to help you learn to deal, to cope, and to manage your pain. So you still may take your medicine. I'm not going against that. I'm not going against anything that your physician has prescribed. But I'm coming to you and say, here are these other tools that I have that can come alongside with medicine and help you. And a lot of times, and this is for people who have chronic pain, there is not always one approach. Pain, medicine is not the only thing. Sometimes you have to use other health team members. You know, with a health team, maybe you might have to see a social worker, a counselor, a physical therapist. There are these other team members in the health team that when you have chronic pain, you have to bring all these services in to help you manage your pain.
So you said something very interesting there. So part of your job and part of your purpose, you know, I hate to just use the word job because we're talking people, but is to identify the source.
Right.
So it could be, and usually starts with something physical, but then it can be mental, spiritual. You know, so your pain can be manifested, or the source of your pain could be something other than physical, but then it manifests itself as a physical or psychological pain.
Right. And I, you know, sometimes in my coaching, I ask tough questions sometimes, like, you know, the Bible says, I remember, you know, I think it was the pool of Bethesda that young man was, and he was in the pool, and he had been waiting there for over 30 years, and, you know, he had, every time he would try to get in the pool, something would happen as he perceived it. And one of the first questions that Jesus asked him was, do you want to be healed?
Yes.
And so I asked some very challenging questions during our session. And one of those sessions, because I do take a lot of principles from spiritual principles, is do you want to be healed?
I study that scripture and I find that so interesting, and that's not the first time he asked. There are other places where he asked, and it is kind of one of those things. It's almost like, and I can speak to this from the standpoint of depression.
Right.
Is as a person, and I am one who has suffered and has a tendency toward depression. I know what it's like to just get comfortable with it.
Right.
You know, and it's like it's too much work and effort to get out of this.
Right.
And I imagine that happens. But I also know from talking with you, and we're not going to give any names or anything like that you work with groups where people have got to find another way to deal with their pain other than just medication, because of the side effects of the medication over long term is going to do some serious damage. So what do you do in those situations?
Okay, well, and I'll kind of go over some of the things that I offer. You know, I come at you with a mental, spiritual, and psychological as well as complementary therapy approach. Those are the approaches that I use. And so when you come to me, just, you know, we will talk about where your pain is, the intensity of your pain, what kind of pain. I want you to describe the type of pain that you have. So we have a good how long you've been having this pain. So I have a pain assessment tool that we'll go over. We do that part. Then the second stage of that is that we come up with a treatment plan, me and you. So it's very individualized. So, okay, you take medicine. We're not taking away anything that you take medicine, but I offer you these therapies. Do you want massage therapy? I always ask cognitively and psychologically what is the pain, because I'm trying to get to the root of your pain. And a lot of times, not every time, everybody is different, and I always want to say that. I do trust people when they say they have pain. So, you know, because sometimes if you've suffered from chronic pain for years, people kind of look at you like, yeah, okay, you got pain or whatever, you know, because they've heard your story and that kind of thing. So I do trust your pain. But a part of that is really trying to find the root of your pain. Because in medicine, sometimes we just give you a Band-Aid, and the Band-Aid sometimes is the pain medicine.
Right.
But it's really not helping the root of your pain. So my goal, and that may not, it may not be one session, it may be quite a few sessions till we find it. What is the root of pain? Because you're going to have to let go of some issues maybe that you have regarding your pain. You know, what caused your pain? When did you first start having this pain? Was there something going on with pain? So, you know, when did that happen? So after we do that, we talk about the therapies that I use. Like I said, massage. I do use hypnosis if that's what you choose. We've come up with a treatment plan. I use massage therapy, I use Reiki, I use oil treatment, biblically a long time ago, you know, in biblical days, they used oils as treatment for pain. So I use oils also in the treatment of pain. I use guided imagery, trying to help you overcome those pain crises when you have those. So I use a lot of these. We have talk therapy. And surprising for some people, I use a lot of prayer therapy. And, you know, that's a whole other subject in
itself.
We're
going to get into that in a minute because that is an aspect that you bring.
Right.
It is a tool.
It is a definite tool.
That I think makes you more effective than typical. You know, it's kind of like that thing of, you know, we have all these tools. Let's pick and choose which ones work the
best.
And
that's pretty much, I come to them and say, these are tools. These are all the tools that I will, you know, provide for you. You choose what works better for you. Some people, you know, some people are drawn to the hypnosis. And I know that some, you know, for some people, well, however you think, it's how it works for that person. Some people, that is not an option for them.
No.
So we come up with a treatment plan that they feel that would work for them, and those are the issues, those are the areas that we work on. As the time progresses, then I teach them other tools. And really what I'm doing is teaching you how to use these tools when you have pain.
Right.
So pretty much I'm teaching you, I provide the tools, but I'm also teaching you how to institute these tools so that, you know, you can effectively use all of these. And I also refer people. You know, sometimes it's just not me. Maybe you need a physical therapist to help you stretch out body parts and stuff. So I do use a lot of stretching, breathing.
But you bring something to the table as a long-time nurse, but also you have special training that lets you feel tension and almost feel stress.
Right.
Literally. And then you can bring your other tools in your toolbox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm going to be honest, is, you know, are guided by the Holy Spirit. I've been doing this a lot of times. And so part of my assessment plan is that I have you lay out on my table.
Massage table.
On my massage table, and I do a scan of your body with my hands. God has gifted me with...
Okay, let me just interrupt here. Linda Cheeks.
Yes.
And the way Linda Cheeks is, she has this connection with the Holy Spirit that lets her see and feel things about people that the average person doesn't feel. That's just a gift. That is a gift of the Holy Spirit.
And I think it comes from being a massage therapist
and a nurse
for all these years. But I do use that along with other modalities. That's not my only. But I do pray for you, and I say, Lord, show me this person's pain. And he shows it to me, be it where it is, how it's manifesting, and that kind of thing. So I use that not as the only part, but as a healthy part or a part of my assessment to help treat you with the pain.
Well, what you bring to the table, and this is not a commercial for Linda because you guys are, you know, we're all over the place. But, you know, what I'm trying to do is enlighten our audience to this resource that's available to you. Linda's obviously not the only pain management coach, and there are pain management clinics.
Yes.
But what Linda brings, I think, that really adds to her effectiveness is a deep relation with the Holy Spirit and being sensitive. And she will find things that nobody else will find. And she's gentle, and she will ask the questions when she knows she's needs to get to the bottom of something, so to speak, right?
I do, and I tell you that because sometimes I touch on very touchy subjects, very challenging subjects, and that's with any coach. Even as a life coach, you know, when you hire somebody to be your coach, or even think physically, when young men are coached by a coach, he sometimes challenges them to their to help them meet their potential. So sometimes he'll go beyond what he thinks they can go to, places they can do. And I do try to gently guide you along, but sometimes to get to the root of your pain, there has to be some tough questions that are asked.
Can you give me one example of how that would?
You know, like if you are having a lot of back pain, you know, it's in the base of your causing pain all the way down your legs, it's in the lower back, you've had this for years, it comes and goes, that kind of thing. You know, so some of the questions, you know, we go through the whole assessment, you tell me about your pain, trust me, I believe your pain is real. But I also will ask you questions like, do you really want to be healed? I really ask that. That's a part of my assessment. And people sometimes look at me and be like, what?
Yeah.
You know, do you want to be healed? Because sometimes if you've had pain for a long time, sometimes it's a payoff for your pain.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you may have not worked for years because your pain. Sometimes you have gotten out of obligations because you have pain and all of that kind of thing. So sometimes I have to ask, you know, how vested in you, how vested are you in your healing? Because if you don't want to be healed, nobody's going to help you. And so we would be wasting both of our time if you really don't want to be healed or you don't want to come to a place where you really feel okay and you have to acknowledge, I feel pretty good.
Right.
You know, because then you're going to lose some of these other things.
Again, from depression, dealing with that, there are, I hate to say it, it's going to sound kind of weird, there are some benefits to depression. And there are some, and then you have, and I know this is true, have a clientele that occasionally is, in quote, enjoying the medication.
Right.
And they don't want to come off.
And they, because sometimes when you start to feel better, you have to, you know, you may not need as much medication or whatever. And some people, let's say it, our country is in a crisis because people have become addicted to painkillers.
Right. Yeah.
And so sometimes if you have alternative measures, you may not need. And for most people, that is how it is. They'd be glad to be off of some of the painkillers. Painkillers or decrease the usage of them, but for some, that is their mode of operation. That's how they, and it's scary for them, and I totally get that. If nothing has worked for you except this medication, it's hard to let that go, and it's hard for your mind to conceive that you could have a life without pain medication.
Yeah, lived through it for 10, 15
years. And that has been. But the thing about that is a lot of times you're going to need more and more and more, and there is a certain place where doctors are coming and more laws are coming down the road where doctors will not be able to give people the vast amount of pain medication that they were in the past because of the laws that are coming down to the pipe and the overuse and the abuse of medication.
Right.
And let me say here, because I'm saying that, I feel like medication has its place. I'm not saying that you shouldn't use medication. I do believe you should use medication, especially if it works, but to be open also that there are other things that you can do to help. And when you do have pain, you have to use all of these tools to treat.
Right. So for you and me having a little bit of training, and I understand the team approach and the, you know, you're just another team member who has been called in to help an individual deal with pain so that they can live a higher quality life. I mean, it's that simple.
Right. It is that simple.
So you work with the doctor, you don't work outside of him, you know, or the nurses, and, you know, you're part of the treatment team.
And that's how I feel like, and we all, you may need this, just like a sport, you need all these team members to help you deal with this pain.
And that's true whether it's an inpatient, outpatient, or a home visit. You're one of the first things you're going to do is what medication are you currently on?
Right. And
because you don't want to do anything contrary to to that.
Yeah, and that's all part of what we call our assessment, or that period where I'm asking you questions to get as much information to help me with your, as I call your treatment plan. All the plans that I use are specific to that patient, because just with pain, every pain medicine doesn't work for every individual, and so it has to be very individualistic, your plan of treatment. Now, I do work in groups where we have similar approaches, and I'm teaching different people in a group setting different modalities to help them, but every person in that group has their own plan that we both have come together and created.
Well, yeah, so you have a group that's got to be, you can't be as individual.
Right.
As you, what, in those cases, you're teaching the group techniques.
I'm teaching them techniques. But part of my group therapy also is that I spend, after we, like, maybe we'll spend 30, 45 minutes together in group learning techniques, then I take the other few minutes and talk to individuals about how are you doing, what works for you, what doesn't. So I spend some individual time with each patient during a group treatment. Then the patient can decide, hey, I need some alone time with you, whatever. And then, you know, we will coordinate a time where they have that alone time.
Right. Okay. So you work in various settings. You have individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You have groups
mm-hmm.
at like a nursing home. And then you have groups for doctors who want to provide and offer their patients one more choice to deal with their pain.
Right.
Okay. So
mostly I work with pain management doctors who right. have pain management clinics.
Oh, okay.
And that they maybe once or twice a month I'll work with a group out of that. Out of that group is where I get some of the individual patients that I have, because
right.
they may say, hey,
they want more.
I want more.
Or need more.
Yeah. In some of the nursing homes that I have been, these are individuals that have chronic pain. Maybe they're in the rehab. They may have hurt their
back
or knee or whatever. So I work with the physical therapy department to
right.
teach me pain management techniques to help them with stretching, all kind of things like that. So
it's a true team approach.
It really is.
But I guess the reason I want to go there is because we, you know, our listeners are listening.
Yeah.
And they're in various different circumstances.
Right.
So, you know, if you're dealing with pain and you have a doctor, talk to him about pain management and other techniques, because they're out there, folks.
They're up
there. There's not just one size fits all. Our Western medical community, I'm not picking on anybody, is because we do it. It's us who does it. It's not
right.
the doctors.
Yeah.
We're the ones who are demanding, just give me a shot. Just
yeah.
give me a shot. When the Eastern philosophy brings in the yin and the yang and the chi and the,
and
I
know that we're mostly Christians, but I do use some Eastern techniques. I use some yoga techniques.
Sure.
I am not opposed to these things because I feel like
It's how you use them
and the person that is using them. And I feel like the Holy Spirit directs me with the – I study yoga. I'm a yoga instructor, but I don't really, like, teach a yoga class. I use some of the techniques of yoga to help my clients with pain management, like where to stretch, how to stretch, breathing techniques that help you through a pain management crisis. I use those, meditation, visualization. I use those techniques to help you.
And here's what's interesting, without getting into great detail, with Linda is she's practiced all this. She has used them on herself.
Yes, we
won't go into great detail, but you go through things and you've learned from your own personal experience that these things do work and
mm-hmm.
they do help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm an old, you know, raised, you know, gut it out, stick it out, whatever, you know. So I'm learning, too, not that I have any pain, unfortunately, that, you know, these techniques that I used to poo-poo, you know, like breathing
mm-hmm.
or meditation, or yoga, you know, I'm now having to really look at them and go, you know, these are valid, you know, just because I didn't grow up utilizing them doesn't mean they're not effective.
Yeah.
You know?
And even just the pressure, I use a lot of acupressure, not acupuncture, but acupressure, applying pressure to different points of your body related to where your pain comes from. So those are some of the techniques that I use. But really, it's about, in order to be okay with this, you kind of got to have an open mind about that. So I go where you want to go, because I feel like, okay, some of these are just, you know, if this is your background and you just can't conceive that, you could use some of these problems.
Kind of like the placebo thing.
Yes.
You don't think it's going to work.
It's not going to work. So a lot of it comes through, well, let's talk about how open you are to these. What techniques do you feel like you could use? Or, you know, because I am a counselor, I do counsel people about their pain, you know.
Yeah, you do bring so much to the table. I know I'm prejudiced. When you come, you bring a lot.
I try to.
You
well,
know,
I feel
between,
like.
I mean, you're not just whatever.
Well, I try to bring. I feel like the Lord has shown me, gifted me.
Right.
I've educated myself on certain things.
But you have
I've
a
studied
lot
a
of
lot. Yes,
I
still study a lot.
This.
Yes, because I feel like I have to have these techniques to help other people. I'm not opposed to using them. In a godly way, because I know some people, when I say yoga or breathing or whatever, they kind of like, but if that's not for you, it's not for you. Or another person, it may be for.
For you, it is a connection.
It is a connection because I feel like everything that I've learned came from God. When I'm working with you, I'm hearing what you're saying, but I'm also hearing from the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So I incorporate both of that to help you, however, deal with your pain. So, you know, like if I say these are all the things that I can teach you or offer you, and you look at those and you be like, not that. I feel like I bring you a smorgasbord. You pick and choose. Out of
you bring a nice cafeteria.
Yeah. So here's a smorgasbord. What works for you? What works for you?
And if you don't know, let's find it.
Yeah, if this is not on the table and this doesn't work for you, that's fine. So we pick and choose. Maybe it's two or three modalities that we'll start with, and we work with that. Because I know that of all the things that I've studied, everything is not for everybody. I am so aware of that, and it really is about your treatment plan. So I just say, here, this is what I offer. Let's try these. And if you're very open, I'll say, well, let's try these. And we may only start with two or three of the modalities that I offer and then work up. But really, the main thing that I work with is how about your mind? How do you – have you become a partner with your pain?
Oh.
You know, those are questions that I have. And what happens when you're having a really bad crisis? Do you – you know, has your pain incapacitated you so much that you are withdrawn from family members, you just kind of have gotten to the point where the pain has totally
taken
over your life.
Taken over.
Yes.
Right. You can't
so
do anything.
You can't do anything. And then, you know, because I'm going back biblically, bringing that back is, you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. So really the first part of your treatment would be starting to take back your life.
Sure.
Sure. You know, and not letting the pain have that much control over your life.
So let's talk to our group here. As far as, as always, my goal is for somebody to walk away with something they can use.
Right.
So we have multiple scenarios. We have, you're in the hospital. Well, if you're in the hospital, you're probably doing all you can just to get well. And pain is certainly one of the things that you're going to deal with, but it's probably most likely at that point going to be medication.
Right.
But let's say you've been discharged to the outpatient clinic. I don't know. Help me out here. So you got... when can you suggest to your doctor and team that you want to bring in a pain med? I mean, how would you handle that?
Well, being very open with your provider, your right. nurse practitioner, your physician, and saying, hey, we've been dealing with this pain. And most people with chronic pain have been dealing with it for years.
Right.
I want to try some different things. I really would like to see a pain management coach. Now, there are not a lot of pain management coaches all over, but they are in different
yeah.
areas. Yeah, and it's a lot of nurses who have become holistic
which is what you have.
Yeah, who have become coaches. But there are other people that have studied physical therapists and that kind of thing. They bring something to the table. So first thing that you would do is say, hey, can we incorporate? Do you know? Can you help me incorporate?
So step one is make sure you check with your personal
yes.
physician.
Yes, I would
who's
not.
Who's aware of your health and your
right.
history.
And then you bring in that team member. I really try to talk to I work directly under some physicians, so I have a very open communication with the physicians. I am a part of a team, and a lot of the physicians that I work with, if it's no more than 5 or 10 minutes, we have a team approach. We have talked about your pain. I've told him what modalities I'm going to use so that he is very aware of what is going to take place. I know the medications that you are on, so I don't even want to do any modality that may cause any problems with the medications that you're on. So we bring it to that, and then it's our first visit together. Most people have not even heard of a pain management coach. So that first visit, I'm talking about what I do, how I offer that. We are getting an assessment of the type of pain, your history with pain, how long you've had the pain, when the pain first started. So that's the first time I meet with you is about an hour visit. That's when I bring, these are the things that I do, and we pick out what you'd like to try.
Right.
So that's the first visit. And then we paint, the next visit is actually, we try a couple of those modalities. And I always tell people that we're going to try these for 2 or 3 weeks,
right.
2 weeks or something. And you tell me, if this doesn't work, everything is not for everybody, we will incorporate some other things. So it's very hands-on, very open. Sometimes I just have talk therapy. Let's talk about your pain.
Talk therapy. Okay. Okay. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you're not, you're in pain,
mm-hmm.
you've been in pain, and, you know, you've grown not really used to it, but you don't have a team. You're not actively seeing your doctor every day. What, you know, and yet you want to get better. You want to have less pain. Where do you start?
I would start with first going to your doctor.
Still start with the doctor.
I would still start with your
well,
doctor.
Well, I think that's right, because how are you going to get a referral?
Right.
And we don't, I didn't really want to go there into the insurance side of this at all. Let's not.
And I'm not going there.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell people for a pain management coach, I am not covered
right.
by insurance generally. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I work with the physician and we work things out. But generally, I am not covered by insurance. So when you pay me, you pay me.
As an individual.
As an individual. I do pay for scale. I'm here to help people. I do want to make money. I'm not going to be, I want to make money. But, you know, I work with people. If you can't afford my regular fee, then I will work with you to see what we can work out.
What I'm saying is that back to gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, you know, share a website or
right.
whatever. But I want that person because I think this, for some reason, these are the people I think, if they're listening to this program, need the most help. And that is they are suffering alone.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows but them.
Yeah.
Or maybe a couple really, really close. And they've been doing it for years. You still say go to your doctor first because they should, hopefully the doctors will know the pain management folks in the area or
right.
at least know somebody.
That they can refer can, or can find you, get you in the right direction.
Okay, what if you don't want, I mean, is there any association out there that you're aware
well,
of?
Well, I mean, there's. You really need to start with your physician, and
okay.
I'm going to tell you why. If you've been having pain for a long time and you've not seen a physician, sometimes your pain can be related to something, a whole nother diagnosis.
It might just be a chiropractic alignment.
Yes, or something, or it, you know, sometimes pain is the indication of some other things. I hate to say it, heart disease,
right,
cancer, lung disease. So I'm not going to be on this program as a nurse and say, don't start with the doctor because you need a complete workup, especially some people. I have, you know, my father and people hadn't been to the doctor in 20 years, and they didn't say, and but, you know, when he did go to the doctor, it was something seriously wrong.
Right.
So I'm not, the first thing is to go to the doctor, find out the source physically of your pain. If it is back pain, if it is some other things, that is a good fit for me. I also deal with people that have pain related to their diagnosis of cancer or whatever.
Right.
I help them, but the treatment goal is a little bit different.
Sure.
So for you to start with your physician or your health care provider is a good place because we're going to know why you have the pain.
Well, would you coach anybody who hadn't done that?
Probably not.
Aha, there's the answer.
Yes.
And ethically, I would think any pain management coach we do the same thing because of the some liability.
Because of the
but
liability.
But also to make sure, you know.
Right. Ethically, I want to make sure.
Blood pressure.
Yeah.
You know,
so, because I am a nurse, during my assessment, I do take your blood pressure,
right,
vital signs and all that. But I want you to have seen a physician so that, you know, if he can find out what kind of pain you're having. You've had the right test and all of that. So that would be number one. If you decided, hey, I don't want to do all that stuff he's telling me do, and you're one of those diehard kind of people, but you have been to the physician, you know, and you don't even want my services, you still have to start with someplace medically. After you've done that, then, you know, if there's pain medicines that are working for you, the thing about pain medicines that I find most of the time is that the longer you have pain, you know, your body kind of adjusts to the pain medicine that you're going to need more.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, but stretching and relaxing, however that is for you, and people think this is funny humor, these things, if you want to try some alternative measures on your own along with your pain medicine, go ahead and do those things. You know, stretch, relax, try to get your body.
These are non-invasive
techniques. Stretch, you know, stretch those muscles around there. Try to relax when you're kind of really having pain. Get yourself in a place, whatever works for you, if that's playing music or whatever. When your body is relaxed, the pain medicine can work more effectively. So those are some things that you can do on your own to help you deal with your pain. Diversion in pain management is a good thing. What diverts your attention so much? You're so focused on the pain that you can't. So any diversional techniques that you have, and maybe looking at, you know, I don't know, Three Stooges movies for 30 minutes. You know, sometimes that works for some people.
So
whatever.
When you say diversion, you get your mind off
right.
the pain if you can.
Right.
And I understand that's a major technique.
Yeah. So those are some things that you can do on your own to help you. If you wanted to use visualization, you know, sometimes I teach people, and I have various visualization techniques.
Would that be visualizing that you're in a great spot with, you know.
Whatever, I'm on the beach. Or
okay.
Sometimes I teach people how to focus in on the pain to remove it. So sometimes if you're an army man, I would just have you see the pain as the enemy. Visually, you know, you see the pain as, and you bring the soldiers, which are, you know, pain receptors. You're bringing the soldiers in on that enemy. And you are pretty much, they're there to destroy it. And you talk yourself through that in a very quiet place. You can use music if that relaxes you. And you visually see that, talk yourself, and then you get rid of it. So, you know, sometimes we have to train our mind to deal with circumstances. And visualization is a way to train your mind to get rid of circumstances. A lot of times, consciously or unconsciously, we hold memories about pain. We feel the pain. We associate pain with different memories. So sometimes you have to use counter memories in order to balance and take away those memories associated with the pain.
Well, no, that's a new one. I haven't heard you talk about that ever before.
Yeah.
About replacing bad thoughts
Really?
Pretty much, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to drag this out. I'm kind of running out of stuff.
And I am too. Pretty much that is it. You know, you can.
Well, let's help me, but I'll try to summarize if I can. And that is, this is sort of new. I mean, it's been around, obviously it's been around, but to actually have the hat of a pain management coach is kind of new. In that there's not many of them out there, but folks, they are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, you always want to start with the doctor and make sure
right.
you have an assessment, really.
Right.
Is really what we're talking about, to know which direction to go. So even if you're an individual out there who haven't seen your doctor in 2 years, but you're having chronic pain, still want to start there.
I still want you to start
there. In fact, Linda as a pain management coach might not take you if you haven't.
Right. And most of the time my referrals
which makes sense.
Yeah, most of my
dangerous.
Referrals come from physicians that
we're
I have
not
worked
playing
with.
With people here.
Right.
This is, you know, this is people's lives.
Right.
You
so
know?
I'm very, I will, you can call me and we will talk to you. I will
sure.
even give you a few suggestions.
Yeah,
but
ahead.
But in order for me to take you on as a client, I'm going to need some type of assessment with your physician and that you've gone
yeah,
to the physician. Then the other thing, before we leave, I do want to show people how to do prayer as a treatment. Because I use prayer as a treatment. And since
cool.
this is mostly a spiritual program, let's talk about prayer treatment. That is an actual treatment for me, for people. How do I use prayer? I'm going to go through how I would use prayer as
do.
A treatment for
this
somebody.
Is, yeah, this is great.
So we will, you know, I may have some soft music playing, usually whatever, some type of spiritual gospel, whatever you like type of music going on. And so this is a prayer treatment for somebody. We're going to say that, and I'll send this out, somebody who has back pain, because maybe we're going to use that today, and it's probably a lot of people out there that has chronic back pain. You can use prayer as your treatment. Use this as a place to use that. But basically, you're talking to God about where your pain is, how your pain is, and then you're asking him to come and see it. You have to be in a quiet place because you want to visually see God treating your pain. So here's how I would in a baby 5 minute, 5 second way.
We get her.
Okay. Father God, I just ask that you come into the room. Wherever that room is for somebody that's having back pain today, and we're going to use them as an example today. Lord, we just ask that you touch those who have back pain today. Father God, I hope that at this moment they will see you visually touching the lower part of that back. And Lord, as they visually see you touching the lower part of that back, then they see your glory, your light. It encompasses the lower part of their back, the nerves surrounding that back, and a total healing transpires as you touch the lower part of that back. And your light, your healing, it radiates through the whole back, through the whole body, and healing takes place. That radiating light called deep heat that they're feeling now, that is the heat of God as he is doing and at this moment healing thousands of people with back pain. And we just breathe in your healing, your light, and we know now at this moment, and we accept it as already done, that healing has transpired in the name of God.
It is. Wow. Okay. That's her. Okay. I got you. So really, if I could, I mean, your main goal as a pain management coach is to get people to accept a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to help them get to a place where they go, hey, this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to help. Because if you don't believe, it's probably not going to work.
And that's biblical.
And that's just a faith thing, and it's true in the secular world. You know, sorry, guys. I mean, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to apologize. But,
be it,
you know,
unto you as you believe.
Right.
And
that's a principle, whether you're in the Bible or a Christian or whatever, it's still true.
Right.
And that is, and you can ask anybody, it's the whole thing about the placebo. We've heard this so many times, you know, where the doctor will give you, you know, somebody will, or the nurse or whatever, they'll give you some pill, and you think you're taking this, and all it is sugar water, but it works because you believe. Same thing here, right?
You gotta
have some hope, at
you
least.
You have to have some hope. How defeated has this pain made you? Because you can't fight the enemy
if you're
defeated.
And I say that, but I also want to, in tenderness and compassion, say, I get it.
It's
easy for me to say, well, you're not getting better because you don't believe. Hey, listen, if I've been dealing with what you've been dealing with, I might not believe either. You know?
And part of that is that I do believe you have this pain. I do believe that
pain
is
real.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. But do you want to be healed? Because if you want to be healed,
you
have to.
No, we're not talking about necessarily, though God could do this,
yes,
miraculous healing.
But
are you willing to do the work?
Right.
Are you willing to make the changes? And, you know, and do you believe that if you do those things, you're going to get better?
Right.
Right?
Right. And so that, you know, that's an important question. Like, if you are not willing to do the work, if you are feeling so defeated that this pain has had you underbound and had you bound for so long, then it is hard to get to a place where your pain will be relieved. And then the truth is, for some people, they won't get total relief, but you have to learn how to deal with the pain to be a functional person in society.
Yeah, so I guess I want to make sure we're not frustrating that long-term pain person.
And
said, you don't understand. No, we get it.
No, I have chronic headaches that I've had, and
we're not trying to say this is all you got to do is flip a switch and you're healed.
No, I'm not saying
this
that.
Is a
I'm
process
saying
for
it's
most
work.
People.
You may not get it in the first few sessions. It works along with other things, but you do. No matter what you use, even with pain medicine, if you believe the pain medicine is not going to work, it's not going to work.
It's not as effective.
It's not going to work if you believe that it's not going to work. That is a truth that you can look up, and that's scientific. So the reason a lot of pain medicine works, it starts with you believing that this is going to work for you, you know? That's it. I do feel like if you are hard set against a certain pain medicine, that probably won't be that effective for you. So the first place you have to start with your pain management is your own mind. How open are you to the modalities that are out there, and what can you do? And this is not putting blame on anybody or saying anything. It's just being what's real. And sometimes the simplest things that are real are how open you are you to getting help.
Right. And how open are you to techniques you've never tried before?
Right.
That maybe you spent your whole life thumbing your nose at, like me.
Yeah, and I understand that, because maybe those techniques, maybe medicine is what's going to work for you, because that's what you believe, and that's good. I am not for everybody.
Right.
I'm aware of that. I'm for the person that is maybe open or willing to try. That is probably the best I can say, and it's no condemnation with that. I do believe every person's pain is real. And every modality is not going to work for every person. You have to shop, and you have to assess, and you have to try what works for you.
Right. And that takes effort.
It does take effort and time.
And sometimes money.
Yes.
So, you know, for those who are suffering, I hope you I just want to say we know it's a hard road.
It is.
And it's usually not a short drive either.
No, it's not. And we do have compassion that, you know, that it is a difficult road. But I do want to say with people who believe in God, please don't take God out of your pain management. But he should be a central point of being able to control your pain. I feel like he should be an important part of your team.
Absolutely. I'm going to use myself as an illustration. It's a different area, but it's the same idea. My depression, I had to make a choice that I wanted to come out of it, that I didn't want to stay here any longer, you know, and then I had to work through that. You know, I had got some medication, you know, I made some lifestyle choices, you know, to get out of this situation because I didn't want to be comfortable, but I could have been comfortable with it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, and some people
and functional.
And basically, and some people are, and that is okay.
My life would have been pretty darn empty and dull, but I could have easily functioned with depression. And I said, no, I don't want to live like this. I mean, I'd rather, you know, I just don't. And for those of you guys out there, we pray for you, and we will pray for you here in a minute. And we help you understand this is not easy, and we know it's not easy. And if you're dealing with chronic pain, oh my gosh, I have great sympathy for you. I can't say empathy because I've never had that long-term pain, and I hope I don't because I'm a coward.
Well,
and, you know, my philosophy has been, and now I probably can't do this anymore because of my age, and it has been, hey, I would rather, you know, give me a shot because I don't want to deal with it long term. You know, stab me with a knife, but don't give me a toothache.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have the knife stab. Well, depending on where you're stabbed.
But, yeah.
In other words,
and
you know, most
like
guys
yeah.
would rather have a sharp pain than some long term whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think it's important for people to be empathetic to,
right.
you know, I have empathy.
What about those people? You do want to say they need people, anybody who is supporting a person in pain?
Well, I do. I do want to, you know, you do what you can and you support them and encourage them to, you know, try different things, to be open to different things. You know, and it's difficult when you've tried things and they haven't worked. So it does put you in a different mindset. And I do encourage the caregiver to keep them upbeat and encouraged, you know, that there is a way out of this and it is going to be, it all begins with the person with the pain. You have to make some choices, some difficult choices sometimes. So, you know, if you're a wife, husband, child, it's just to be supportive as they go through the process of making these difficult choices about their pain. And sometimes to encourage them to push past some limitations that they put on themselves regarding their pain as much as they can, but be realistic with them and supportive and encouraging.
And, you know, I just realized, you know, that probably most of the caregivers who are family members probably need a personal coach to help set boundaries and, you know, all those things. That's a tough job. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a very tough job to see your loved one in pain. And it's also a very tough job. And sometimes you feel like the person in pain is taking full advantage of their affliction.
And sometimes, I mean, let's be honest, sometimes that happens. Some people, most people, you know, they don't want to be in pain and they want to get out of it. But there are some people, pain has had a payoff for them.
Right. Just
yes.
there they get the attention
right.
or whatever the case may be. Or in some cases, the disability check.
Yeah.
Et cetera, you know, or, you know, just saying.
And, yeah. And, I mean, we just are being very real, and that might turn some people off, but it is what it is.
Right.
Most people have pain.
I mean, pain management isn't going to work if you don't want it to work.
Pretty much.
You know,
it's got a negative.
And you have had situations where you have had reluctant patients who just came to the group because they have to for medical coverage, insurance, whatever, and they don't get much out of you because they really just want another shot.
Well, pretty much, and some of them do. A surprising number will sometimes not be very receptive to it, but then some things work because, like I said, a lot of times with even pain medicine, if you are tensed and bound up, it is not as effective as if you are relaxed and that pain medicine goes to the pain receptors It can easily do that. Well, if you're contracted and all of that, it is delaying some of the effectiveness.
The truth is there's secular proven medical research, et cetera, that if you're tense and tight, you're more susceptible to pain. You're more likely to experience pain. That's nothing new. What you are bringing that I think is, I won't say new, but is becoming more included in treatment is the spiritual side of, well, why are you tight? Because you're stressed. Why are you stressed? Because of this or that. You know, and getting to the bottom that, you know, these things. And I'm not, for those who have chronic pain, that makes a difference. It isn't the only, if you're chronic pain, it's probably, it's because you have some ongoing ailment.
Right.
And for whatever reason. But your pain's going to be less if you're in a good spiritual spot, right?
It is. That is very helpful if you're in a good mental, physical, spiritual spot, as best you can be with whatever chronic thing you're dealing with. But if you can keep that
what
mind.
What about the person, and we've only got 3 minutes. Ooh.
Yes.
But I want to ask this question. What about the person who's overwhelmed and ready to give up? What do you want to say to them?
It's a hard journey. It's very difficult if you've dealt with pain for a long time. We acknowledge that in you. And some people, they look at you like, you in this pain. I'm tired of hearing about it. But, you know, and it sounds cliche to say don't give up, don't give in. Start with your physician. But for some people, for everybody, start with God. You know what I'm saying? God, help me. Bring the resources in that can help me deal with this issue. Just open your heart to God. I pray with patients, the ones who are open to it. I have to say everybody's not open to prayer, but even just to bring the resources available to help you deal with it, somebody there to encourage you and to help you pray about having those resources available. Don't give up. Then go to the doctor. You know, and I hate to say it, but sometimes if the doctor is not on the same road you are, go to another doctor.
Right.
It is okay.
Yeah,
you
a lot of bathrooms.
Have to take ownership of your health.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into that, but that is a big part of our healthcare issue is that we're not questioning and we're not managing our care.
And this is your health.
We want the doctor to manage it all.
Right. And there was a time back in the day where we went to the doctor and we said, hey, just do it for
me. Tell
me
what to do.
Tell me what to do. Well, that day is past. Not everybody is at the same place. And ultimately, for you to be healthy, you have to take ownership for your health.
So what we're saying, we're not encouraging you to change doctors unless that doctor has said, no, I can't help you. Well, if they say that, go somewhere else.
Go, well, and you have to match your doctor.
They're not the only doctor out there.
The same thing with me. With any health team member, you have to mesh with your health team member.
Sure.
I do feel like give people a fair chance. Don't just switch doctors just because.
No.
But if you guys are not seeing things eye to eye, it's a relationship. You got to look at that and say, I need somebody on my team that sees and hears what I have to say. If your doctor only spends 5 minutes with you, okay, all right, and dismisses you, he's not going to be a helpful person in your pain management.
Well, I guess that's really, yeah. So really, my thought, Linda, help me, is find an ally.
Yes.
And I'm not even, I'm thinking if you're at the place I'm talking about where you just are so discouraged, you want to give up, but you want to get healed.
Right.
Find an ally. Maybe it's a sister.
Right.
Maybe it's a husband. Maybe it's your best friend. With someone who will sit down with you and kind of, because a lot of times you just need someone to help you take the first step.
Right. Somebody that can walk along with you and then develop your team members.
Right.
And think of it like a football team. You want everybody in the same spot thinking the same thing, that they're going to help you do
right.
the thing.
Yeah.
So develop and get your team together. Your healthcare team is just as important as the physical team you want. You
Amen.
Want everybody on your side.
Amen. Since this is your topic, why don't you close in prayer?
Okay.
This is really your thing. Okay.
Father God, we thank you for the ability to share. We ask that you open minds and hearts to receive your word of healing, your word of transformation. your word that you can get help, that help is out there to receive that. For somebody who is discouraged right now, we speak life, because life is the power of the tongue. So we speak life into you. We speak health. We speak well-being. We speak the ability for the mind to receive that life can be better. So we ask that you open your mind to that, and we say that it is done with the power of the spoken word. As the Lord said, so it is, so it shall be, and in this moment it is. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.